Welcome to the 2014 Auburn football preview. A year ago, the Tigers were 12-2, winners of the SEC, and they played in the national championship game and came up just short against Florida State. They returned 8 starters on offense, 6 on defense, including quarterback Nick Marshall and some other talented players on offense. Gus Malzahn goes into his second year here, quite successful in year one, but as things tend to go, the second year can sometimes be tougher because teams start to figure you out.
Well, I think if you look back to 2012, you'd say that they had a lot better players than that record showed. But last year, they really made a big comeback, and having a 12-2 record with 7-1 SEC was really, really big. They were good. They had good football players. But I would also say that this was a magical kind of season for them. Things went right in the Mississippi State game, Alabama game, and Georgia game. But they ended up with quite a season.
Well, Auburn certainly had another great recruiting class. And I look at my player that I think to watch for them this year is DeQuil Williams, the wide receiver. I think he has the potential to do very well this year. But a lot of talent coming in. Who are you looking at?
Well, they were sixth in the nation and fourth in the SEC. That's pretty high cotton.
Yeah, it is.
And I think the Williams that you just mentioned is quite good. And I think the running back, Rock Thomas, will be good.
From Oxford, Alabama, Rock Thomas, of course, one of the stars, again, of Auburn's 2014 signing class. Well, the strength of this team, you could look at a lot of places, but, of course, I think it would come on the offensive side of the ball. Cameron Artis Payne is, again, at running back this year. He's a senior. Corey Grant backs him up. Another strong year running the football, I think, for Auburn. Nick Marshall, of course, will provide his usual skills from the quarterback position. Sammy Coates, and as I mentioned, Duke Williams on the outside. You look at that defense, though, I don't know. I still have some questions about Auburn on defense. Perhaps they'll prove me wrong, but I think that there could be some improvement there.
Well, I think their offensive line will be pretty good. And as you said, their running game will be good. And I do think they have depth at the defensive line. But the overall defense, it might still be a lot of improvement needed.
They open up on the SEC Network on August 30th against Arkansas. Then they get San Jose State at home. They have an off week before traveling on a Thursday night to Manhattan, Kansas, to play the Kansas State Wildcats. That's a very interesting matchup. Then they get Louisiana Tech at home, LSU at home. Then they travel to Starkville to play the Mississippi State Bulldogs. They have an off week. And then it gets a little dicey. South Carolina at home. They go to Ole Miss, Texas A&M at home. Then they go to Georgia before Samford and ending the year in Tuscaloosa against Alabama. So you look at that schedule, and obviously Alabama game is going to be huge again. But other than Alabama, what do you think the biggest game on Auburn's schedule for them is this year?
Well, Jacob, you just mentioned it. I think it's the LSU at home on October the 4th, and then the following week being at Mississippi State, playing that game, of course, in Starkville. And so those back-to-back games, and the Mississippi State game may be affected by the LSU game.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I really think you're right. I think the LSU game will be key for them. I think that, obviously, the Georgia game. But I think South Carolina has a potential to be a big landmine, for Auburn if they can't get past it. So here's my prediction for Auburn. I think they will go 10-2 this year, 6-2, another good year for them. I think they will get wins over South Carolina, Ole Miss, and Alabama. I do think they will lose to LSU, and I think they will lose at Georgia on November 15th. So that's the 2014 Auburn football preview as we count down to college football season 2014.